So, again, it's the same rules. I don't want to repeat them. It's about the discussion, how we hold it. Do you think this is useful, this thinking and talking to each other? Because it's more open. It's of course who contributes, but it's more like you could have gone there to discuss it. It's not like it's a closed discussion. Everyone has the possibility. You can connect to this whole discussion from everywhere. So, what did you like of Bitrush in last year, whatnot? Here are some ideas. Are there enough memes in Anna? How was the premium support on IRC? Was there enough activity? What keeps you from being active?
Never enough meme in Anna, but there are always plenty.
Huh?
There's never enough meme in Anna, but there's always plenty.
Joshua is saying there are never enough memes in Anna, but there are plenty of them. What stops you from contributing to Bitrise Blab?
Well, I think one thing is sometimes if IRC is the only medium, it can be hard to keep up with. So read the backlogs when people are talking about memes instead of projects.
Yeah, but in the mailing list you would have the same problem. Actually, saying that the problem is in IRC we're using so many memes that people can't keep up with the real development. But actually that's easy. You don't have to keep up with the IRC. You have to keep up with the log of the project. That's actually the technical part. So you don't need to follow the discussion, or if we're on Friday evening we're just throwing memes at each other. Mm-hmm. That's not the discussion. The discussion is that you send in a patch. When you send in a patch you go on Bitrush SCM and then you discuss the technical part. The memes stay on Bitrush EN. It's a social channel. That's actually the thing. So you can be out of Bitrush all the time and just come online when you send in a patch to someone. That's what we want. We don't really want the memes, but the memes is for the fun. So Zeros, what keeps you?
I think I actually want to do something that's related to systems engineering. So I've been trying to rewrite tools.
Huh.
And I haven't found that tool yet that I wanted to publish, you know?
Ah, okay. Yeah. So he's saying that he's doing some strange studying of some strange topic and hasn't found a tool yet which is ready for Bitrise. But you're spreading the idea.
Yeah.
He's spreading the idea. So the next thing is Manu?
Yeah, I am already contributing, right?
Yeah, Manu is contributing, but most only on Facebook. So we need a Facebook interface. Evil Bob, that's your job. Please make a Facebook interface for Bitrise EN. He wants to quit Facebook for many years. No, I guess you have to study and do other stuff in your university. So, how was the premium support on IRC? Anyone use the premium support? No. The standard support. Evil Bob, we have to get more customers into premium support. Okay. The manifesto. So now to something different. Last year, we had this thing that projects had a new... projects were taken over by someone who has a vision, and this vision then changes the system, the project completely. But then people lose the old project, which use it for something practical already. Like GNOME. GNOME 2, people just use the bar, use the menus, just use it. And then someone comes along with, I have this great idea of design UI. And of course it fucked people over. And this is what this principle should be about, that keep a project so small it does not involve visions. This is what I want to add. So big projects attract those visions because they already have their own management part, like KDE. They have people who are just for UI design. Maybe just split it up into different projects. That's what already.
So
but
you have to
Joshua is saying that. Actually, I think he's wanted to say that KDE is deciding for you how to combine things. That's a problem. They have a vision and they tell you how to do it, but we are against that. So does cat need a vision? What's the vision of cat? How could we change it? Well, no, that's something else. Of course, it changed the vision on how to see something. Yes. So it's something I want to add, but it's more like you need a vision for the first proposal of a project, but then it shouldn't get too big. That's why it's keep it so small.
I think maybe having a vision could be helpful for deciding what to work on.
Hmm.
The project itself doesn't have to encapsulate that vision.
Hmm. But you could, yeah, you could always. Blab is saying that there should be a ground vision in every project, and keep to it. Yeah, but yeah, you could check out GNOME 2. But actually, I think yeah, we already solved this in the Bitrise principles by keeping it small enough, so you can always go back. The project in GNOME is not the visions, but the size. You couldn't take it. Sorry, yes, I think it's just a proposal. We shouldn't add it because we already solved it in our manifesto. So, how do you like BitrushCon 2019? First, we of course ask the people here: did it increase your stamina? Do you like the infrastructure? Did you have fun? Was enough were your trolling skills extended? Do you like memes? Do you want to become a member? How was the music? How was the food? I want your Q&A, please. You sure? For Joshua, it was too much food.
No, not too much.
For you, Cyrus?
I learned how to eat bread.
Yeah, he learned how to eat bread. He had a really strange way how to cut bread, and we showed him how to not hurt himself. So this is already something you learned. For you, Blab? Yes, he learned culture too. he said he came with no culture and got some. And for you? So the Manu is saying that he really liked the Natural History Museum because we saw like a two-headed calf. Or cow and some misborn humans.
I also liked the one with eight legs.
Yeah, there was one cow with eight legs. Yeah, maybe you should make a video about it, Evil Bob. Something like doubled cows jumping. Yeah, hashtag cow. So I think people liked it. So thank you very much for this.